Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 9:40 on this finally Friday morning. Going to be a nice day out there today. The weekend is looking fantastic in the 70s. A lot of people going to be out digging around in the yard, cleaning things up, maybe planting some trees or bushes, and you can get some help with that with the Blue Water Conservation District. This is Earth Day today, and they are having their tree sale at Goodells County Park. Emily Crimmins is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Paul. Good morning.
So this is, I know you folks have been doing this for years and years now.
Yes, multiple decades. I mean, I can go back into our record files and find a tree sale, our annual spring tree sale forms from 50s, 60s, 70s.
So I was going to say probably tradition. Back that far. What is the Blue Water Conservation District, by the way?
So the Conservation District, it started back in the Dust Bowl days. The federal agency that we partner with was looking for local people to do conservation work in on the grounds, like locally. So the Conservation District has developed since then. We host a couple different grants to do different things, largely related to agriculture, but our spring tree sale is more focused to reforestation with local landowners. It can be farmers, it can be non-farmers. Our goal is just to get trees and plants in the ground.
Yeah. So even if you've got just a small home in a residential neighborhood, you can take advantage of this. Or if you've got a farm and you want a whole bunch of trees or plants. What do you have for sale, by the way?
So we have a couple different spruces left. We've got blue spruces, Norway spruces, white spruces. We have some white pines. Also, lots of little shrubs. We have our a couple high bush cranberry, which is good for wildlife, along with like red osier dogwood. You might recognize it has the bright red stems pretty much year-round. Those are also good for wildlife. But also some hardwoods like oaks and maples. So it kind of depends on what you want to see in your yard. Right. Do you want to be picking up leaves? Then you can pick the oaks and maples. But if you want to stay away from that, you can choose some conifers. It's kind of up to you. We can help kind of help you decide what you want to do and what your goals are.
Well, and that decision-making is partly aesthetic, partly what do you want to see in your yard, but it's also partly what kind of soil do you have, what kind of yard do you have, where are you going to be planting this, right?
Yep, we can definitely help you out if you know you have more clay soil. Some trees and plants do better in that rich, wet clay, and some do better in the sandy soils, which might be closer to the river. So kind of you can give us an idea of what you know your soils are like and does your yard stay wet year-round, or is it pretty dry? And we can definitely give you some guidance on that.
And, of course, if it's going to grow into a big tree, you got to make sure you're planting it in the right spot, not right next to the house,
right? Yes, definitely avoids power lines and things like that. Definitely take it into consideration and let us know, and we can definitely help you out with that.
And, I mean that sounds silly and like a no-brainer, but a lot of times people aren't thinking about what you know that thing is going to grow into. It's like, oh, it's a nice little shrub or tree, and a few years later the thing just gets so big.
Pruning is also an option, too. I mean, most things can be pruned and in the off-season, so it depends on what you want to do.
I mentioned the tree sale going on today at Goodells County Park. If somebody can't make it out there today but still wants to take advantage of this, do you have other opportunities?
Coming up next week, we will be in Armada for 2 days, Tuesday, Wednesday. Stop down at the Armada Fairgrounds. We'll also be all the way down in Sterling Heights Dodge Park down there. But the same weekend, we'll also be at Earth Fair.
Earth Fair, that's next weekend. That's right. That's the big event at Goodells Park. And we're going to talk more about that next week as it gets closer. But certainly today being Earth Day, this is a good time for people to start thinking about that.
Yep, the sun's coming out. Some things are still dormant. But I think they're ready to bloom and start growing for the spring.
Great weekend to do some planting, wouldn't it?
Yep, I agree.
Sounds good. All right, this Earth Day Friday today at Goodells County Park, 10 a.m. Until 6 p.m. You'll be selling them there. So people can just go out to Goodells County Park, right?
Yep, we'll be at the White Exhibit Barns just off 21. You can see us out there.
And if people want to connect with you, do you have a website, Facebook, social media, anything like that where people can connect and just to find out where else you're going to be?
Yes, we have our website as bluewatercd.org. A lot of our, for our pre-order sales, you can shop online there. We also have paper forms at our offices, and we also have our Facebook page, just Blue Water Conservation District.
All right, fantastic. Emily, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Paul.
Emily Crimmins with us on WPHM from the Blue Water Conservation District. Again today at Goodells County Park, 10 till 6, the annual Earth Day tree sale.